So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'imer li ishtoi, kol an the darm shet to duri mikan ha'chavim ha'ma complaini ha'rehin kayamin loyer maklo. In the case of a person about to leave on a journey, and he says to his wife, all future nedarim that you will make from when I leave until I return shall be validated, his statement is worthless. And those nedarim are not validated, because as the Ran explains, le'matzi l'kiyumi nedarim sh'lechalu, one cannot make hakama before the neder takes effect. However, harehin mufarin, if he states those nedarim shall be nullified, Rabbi Eliezer Oimrim mufar. The hafar is effective, because meifar an sh'lechalu, one can make hafar before the neder takes effect. The chacham Oimrim einim mufar. The chacham disagree and say that the hafar is not effective, because einim meifar an sh'lechalu, one cannot make hafar before the neder takes effect. The Mishnah continues, and Rabbi Eliezer puts forth the following kal v'chomer as his reason for matzil hafar. Rabbi Eliezer, im hafar nedarim shebo l'chlal iser, l'yafin nedarim shebo l'chlal iser. If one can make hafara for nedarim after they already took effect, certainly he can make hafara for nedarim before they take effect. However, the Chacham cite a hekesh, a comparison, as their basis that le matzil hafar. Loi, harehu aimer, isha yikimeno v'isha yifireno. The pasuk compares hafara to hakama, to teach, eshebo l'chlal hekim bo l'chlal hafar. A neder can only be nullified when it can be validated, which is after it was made and took effect. However, a neder cannot be nullified when it cannot be validated, which is before it took effect. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yazir, do the nedarim first take effect and the hafar then nullifies them immediately? Or the hafar does not allow the nedarim to take effect at all? The Gemara explains that the distinction lies in the case kigoin de'atves achrina b'had nidra. Another person was matves, associated a second neder with this neder. If we say cholin havit visusa, since the neder initially does take effect, even though it becomes nullified immediately, the second neder can take effect by hatfasa because the neder did exist momentarily, as the Ran explains. Hafar sabal oikar neder mikanu la'aba. The hafar does not remove the neder retroactively, but rather nullifies it from now on. However, if we say loy chalin, loy ikam ashasha, if we say that the first neder does not take effect at all, the second neder cannot take effect by hatfasa because there is no neder in which to be typhus. The Gemara tries to resolve this question from several braises that discuss the premise of Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer that achalei chal kal yesem ishachal, something that did not yet take effect is less stringent than something that did take effect. In one braise, Rabbi Eliezer elaborates on this kal v'chomer. We see that although one cannot nullify his own nedarim without a heter chacham after they were made, he can still nullify these nedarim without a heter chacham before they were made. For example, if he says, "Kol nedarim shani asid lidar yibatelim," he makes a tanai that his future nedarim shall be null and void. Therefore, malkum shemefer nidri ishtoi mishatider. Since a husband can nullify his wife's nedarim after they were made, he can certainly nullify these nedarim before they were made. Now the Gemara first understands that which Rabbi Eliezer is saying, ishtoi dum yedilei, his wife's nedarim are compared to his own nedarim completely, and that mahu deloi chaylin afish denami deloi chaylin, his nedarim did not take effect at all when he so stipulates, and his wife's nedarim do not take effect at all when he's made for in advance. However, the Gemara rejects this understanding. It says that Rabbi Eliezer only means to say that ishtoi dumi delay, his wife's nedarim are compared to his own nedarim in that achalei chal kal yosim ishachal. However, hokad isa, his nedarim are not chal at all, while his wife's nedarim are chal initially and are then nullified. In another braisa, the Chacham questioned Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer of achalei chal kal yosim ishachal as follows. Ma mikveh shemale esatimeyin mitumasan ein matzal al tahir mil tameh. A mikveh purifies an item after become tameh, but does not protect a tahir item before from becoming tameh. Therefore, adam she'ein male esatimeyin mitumasan ein adin hu shelo yatzal al tahir mil tameh. A person who does not purify an item by swallowing it after it became tameh should certainly not protect a tahir item by swallowing it before it becomes tameh. And since we see that adam matzal al tahir milatame, because tahara balua limitama, a swallowed item does remain tahar when the person enters oil ha-meis, a room that has a dead body. Therefore, as the Ran explains, this is a proof that leka kavochimer, one cannot make this kavochimer because sometimes, atshleichal, einoi kal yosem mishachal, but rather haikedine vahaikedine, each has its own set of rules. Now, from this argument of the Reisha regarding mikvah, shma mino loichaylin, the Chacham assume that according to Rabbi Yezer, the neder does not take effect at all because they're comparing it to the Torah item which would not become tummy. However, in the Sefer regarding Tvilas Kalim, the Chacham questioned Rabbi Yezer's Kal Vachomer with a different argument. Imat bilun kli tummy li tahar, yet bilu kli li kishayit meli tahar. If immersion in the mikvah purifies from an existing tumah, it should purify in advance from a potential tumah, which might occur later. And since this is obviously not so, one cannot make this kal vachomer because sometimes atshleichal ain't a kal yesem mishachal, but rather hakedine vahakedine, each has its own set of rules. Now, from this argument of the Sefer regarding tevilas kalim, shma mino chaylin, the Chacham assume that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the neder does take effect because they're comparing it to a kli which will become tamei and then become tahar from the earlier tevila. Therefore, we cannot resolve the above shaila from this brisa. However, the Gemara explains the apparent contradiction between the Reisha l'Seifa as follows. Rabbanan loy kaim elohin b'taymed Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham were not sure of Rabbi Eliezer's understanding in this matter. Therefore, they argued both ways. Isvir lach the chaylen u'betaylen tahava kli to yuftach. Eloi svir lach the chaylen tahava mikvah to yuftach. This discussion continues in the next daf.